give me a sec. Hi, Joel. Joel, my name is Paul. I am the area manager here. Andre wanted me to get on the line so I can get you the details, you know, answer any questions that you have, and, of course, make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's about over now.
Yeah, it almost is. That's true. It's getting on almost 4 o'clock here. So it looks like Andre says in the notes you were trying to get PIN verified. Your listing got flagged. It got suspended. And unfortunately, I'm hearing that a lot lately, more and more frequently. In fact, it's become more challenging for businesses to even get verified on their own. And, I mean, the crazy part about it is it's all because Google wants to make sure that businesses that are especially on the first page, are actual legitimate companies. Unfortunately, for real businesses, it's just become more kind of convoluted and comprehensive,
yeah,
complex.
Right, yeah, and I guess that the door business is one of the main, one of the top ones that lack.
You are absolutely right about that, and I'm not sure. I've been in this industry for more than a dozen years, and I have never understood why garage doors are lumped in with locksmiths and bail bonds, but you're absolutely right. They do get flagged. For the longest time, you couldn't do Google paid words or AdWords. It's still more challenging than ever before. The process is even more comprehensive for those businesses. But we are a Google partner. We've been a Google partner since the beginning of that partnership program, which goes back over 9 years. As a company, we've been in business ourselves since 2004. I've been with the company since 2013. So you'd be in really good hands with us. We do work with Google's back-end team all day long, 5 days a week. The partnership program was started to get businesses, small and medium-sized businesses, a higher return on investment with Google advertising products. Of course, Google wants our clients to be successful. Now, Google will reach out to businesses directly for this type of service, but only if they have 100 or more individual locations. For everything less than that, it falls to the responsibility of Google partners. So we'd certainly be able to help you out here. Getting you PIN verified is just the first of one of the many things that we do for you. Of course, we're going to create the additional content for your business, link it to your website, make sure that people in your service area know that you're providing those services, and, of course, give them the reasons to call you. You've got already that website, which is a great conversion tool. Our job to make it easier for people to find that website. People who wouldn't even need to know the name of your company, but they need one of your services. They're looking for garage door install, garage door repair, whatever they might be typing in, spring replacement, your business will pop up, right? Now, this is a comprehensive package of both search engine optimization and social media. There's going to be a Facebook ad component to it, although it's a flat rate. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Residential or commercial, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month. It's the same flat rate. As an established business of more than 5 years, you qualify for reduced pricing. You'd actually see a savings of a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. In this case, you would save $300 every single month, and it would bring your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. That $299 would be the exact amount. So again, you're not coming out of pocket. Beyond that, it would be the exact amount on a month-to-month basis. No contract. Of course, our job is simply to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you would want for your business at this point?
Well, I you know, when I first got it, I mean, I didn't have to pay every month. That's for sure. I had that Google listing for about 3 years before it got shut down.
Right. Yeah, but I mean that was like basically a digital business card. I mean, I don't think it was on the first page unless it was many, many, many years ago. And really back then, all you needed was a good-looking website, and you could be on that first page. But, I mean, it's 2025, and most businesses have a website already. So this would be more than just verifying your listing. I mean, you could do that yourself, although you're, you know, having issues trying to do that. A Google reseller could do that for you. They charge like a one-time $300 fee or something like that. This is more than just getting you verified. This is to keep you on the first page for the keywords related to your services. And that's really what it means. I mean, I know you've been in business for a handful of years and people do know your company by name. They do recommend you to their friends. But this is for everybody else, for people who wouldn't necessarily know who to call when their garage door spring broke or any of the services, like I said, that you provide. When they go on Google, they type in those keywords, your business doesn't pop up. Even if you were verified and had that listing, you wouldn't pop up for those keywords. So this is going to get your phone ringing, get the website in front of more eyes. It's month to month, no contract. You can cancel at any time, but I know with the jobs that you can get from being listed on that first page, you definitely will get phone calls. Now, like I said,
I mean, now what do you mean by first page? Because when I type in Google for garage door technicians or whatever here in town, all the garage door companies just pop up right there and then.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you'll be one of those top options on the first page. Most people don't go past the first page. Obviously, there's page after page after page. You just hit next, and you can see more pages. But most consumers really make that buying decision based off of what they see on that initial search result, on that first page of that search result. So having your business listed ahead of your competitors, that's one of the most important things that you can do for your business. That's where most people make that buying decision. Although you provide a quality service, you might even do a better job than your competitors, your price might even be more fair, but the businesses that are ahead of their competitors, higher on that first page, those are the ones that get more phone calls and more jobs. So this will definitely get your phone ringing as you will show up ahead of your competitors.
Mm-hmm. And it says $2.99 a month, huh?
That does include $100 of Facebook ads. I mean, Andre says you go 250 miles. That's a big service area. We have to do everything we can to make you stand out ahead of your competitors. So this is going to have $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads are only like 20 or 22 cents per click. So it is absolutely going to get you like 400 clicks every single month. And that does mean more opportunities, more eyes on your website, more phone calls coming directly to you. I'm sure you've experienced in your own life or heard somebody who has, you know, they're talking about something, they're searching about something, and the next thing you know, ads for that exact same thing mysteriously pop up on their Facebook page. It's no mystery. It's an algorithm. And you'll have that happen for your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, it sounds good to me, I guess. You said it's only month to month, so I could cancel any time, huh?
That is 100% accurate. Month to month, no contract, completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. Let's say you get more work than you can take on or want to pause the service because you're going on vacation. It is month to month. You can even pause it seasonally if necessary, although I don't think that would be the case here. As long as you're using the service, though, it's that flat rate. If it's on pause, of course, we pause the billing too. We don't take anything down except for the Facebook ads because, of course, that's part of the $2.99. So it would just be the exact amount no matter how long you keep it. I've been with the company long enough to see our prices go up twice. Last time was probably 5 years ago. Even if we raise our prices down the road, your price would never go up. It would stay kind of grandfathered in at that exact amount, that's the $2.99. It is for established businesses. You'll always be an established business moving forward. So, of course, your price would never go up, even if we raise our price.
What's the guarantee that I'll be on there? Because, like I said, I was telling the other guy there that I paid others. Two other different companies to do it, and they couldn't figure the day out, and I was out of money.
Yeah. I could definitely tell you the hardest part about my job, especially in recent years, all of these so-called SEO companies coming out of the woodwork. They're claiming to provide first page placement. Most of them are a couple of guys in a basement or even a firm overseas or some startup that's been around for a year or less. Like I said, with more than 20 years of experience and our partnership with Google, we get results. Now, the package that you'd be getting, and I'm going to send you right now, that we're not Google, obviously, but we are Local Splash. We're a Google partner, and the link I'm sending you out right now, we've got over 1,000 Google reviews. Our website's Google, localsplash.com. I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages, because I want you to see a little bit more about us, see exactly what you would be getting with that platinum package. It's an SMS message, but it works just like a text, so it should go right to your smartphone.
Thank you.
At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you are going to track your success. You'll have 24/7 access, reports that update in very near real time. They update several times throughout the day. So you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from. You can see the work that we're doing and continue to do behind the scenes. All the directories that we create are clickable with their own icon through your tracking system. So you can see that we're creating that content, that we're constantly updating that content. You can monitor your reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Wherever they originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, of course, print out invoices for tax purposes. Like I said, we've been around since 2004, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, but again, our clients keep the service because it works. I've got clients that have been with me for 10 years or more. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 13, 14, 16 years. Below that blue tinted photo that says our process, that outlines a little bit of what we do, especially early on. It says Google Ads Partner, and there's a badge on there. It's not copy and paste, but that box that says Google Partner, that is a clickable thing that goes directly to Google.com, right on Google's website. You can see that Local Splash is a Google Partner. That ensures your success. We get our training and our updates directly from Google, and the whole point of that partnership program is to make sure that businesses are successful with Google advertising. If you go back to the link I sent out to you, right underneath there is where it says SEO packages. You're getting the Platinum package with $2.99 a month, not $5.99 a month, and the setup fee waived entirely. So it's just $2.99 out the door. You're saving $599 in your first month alone. It's almost like getting the first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee, but it's better than that because next month it won't go up to $5.99. Like I said, it would never be even a penny more than $2.99. Now, the reason it's listed at $5.99 with the $2.99 setup fee, that $898, is what we spend on that first month and on our end, time, resources, and even a direct cost that we incur in some cases. Of course, we're not breaking even. We're not even asking for you for a contract long enough to cover our costs. So we are kind of investing in your success. Your success is our success. Keeping you as a satisfied client for at least 3 months or 4 months, that's what's going to make sense for us. And obviously, we look for you to keep the service longer than that. But I wouldn't offer it to you below our operating costs if I didn't already know that you would be successful with this service, especially with that website that you've got. Now, you know, obviously, the frustration of getting a listing verified and keeping it from getting suspended, that's something that's more and more common these days. With us, that's not going to be an issue or a concern for you. That's what we do every day.
Gotcha. You're a good sales rep. You know that?
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and what I love about it are the emails that I get from my clients. You know, they say, thank you so much. I just landed a big job or something. You know, I know the service works, and I'm sure this is your livelihood.
Yeah,
you're not doing it as a hobby. When I can help someone, especially like you, they've tried it before, it didn't work, or they're paying for leads, and that's just, you know, money going out the door. If I can get to the service that works, and get your phone ringing, it makes me feel pretty good at the end of the day. So when we get your phone ringing, it seems like the number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for your customers.
Correct.
Right, yeah. And the best number for us to reach you as well. Now, your business is service-based, right? I mean, you go out to the customer, no one comes to you, there's not a physical address or showroom. Okay, perfect.
Well, and there's going to be, there's going to be.
Really?
I'm working on it now,
Oh, that's good. Congratulations on that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've got to work on it.
Yeah, when that changes, for sure let us know. We'll definitely want to mention that on all the content and, of course, change any addresses or things like that. But for now, of course, you won't have a street address. Google doesn't want to list your home address. They don't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would. Now, it's as far as your email address, it's your first name, last name, .overhead@gmail.com. Is that still an active email for you? Okay. All right, Mr. Gonzalez. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One is to schedule what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will call you, talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, mission statement, motto, anything unique about your business. Helps us kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure that everything is Google compliant. And of course, that helps us also to create the necessary content to get you on that first page. That is a separate phone call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes maybe 25, 30 minutes. One other thing that I'm required to do here at Gold, because we are a Google partner, is to stay Google compliant. We have to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case, we're waiving the setup fee, that we are and will always reduce the cost of that service down to that fixed flat rate of exactly $299, etc. Joelle, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, however, Mr. Gonzalez, pretty straightforward. I am required to read that voice verification before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but everything, if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that
it
fair?
It does, but I'm not the one that takes care of the old lady does. So she's not in right now, but hey, everything was good to me. Is the way you can just email me all the info?
Yeah, I can email everything out to you. So you're saying as far as the actual payment of the services?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, she takes care of all that. I don't. She won't let me do that, so.
That's okay. I get
a little too happy for a minute, you know?
we run into that scenario so frequently, especially for service-based businesses where you're out in the field, you're doing the work, providing those services. We do see that happen a lot of times. So I'm going to get that email out to you, and then to call back tomorrow to get things set up. Am I still calling you at this number?
Yeah, she'll be in the office. I'll be in the office all day tomorrow. She'll be there too. So
okay.
Just call me here. I don't have an office phone number yet.
Okay.
But it's all in the process right now, so.
Gotcha. I'll definitely reach back out. And then, I mean, I get in the office at 7. I don't know what time you want me to call, 9 o'clock, something like that?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Mr. Gonzalez, I'm really excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. We can do the voice verification now if you've got time, and then we can just process the payment and do your client interview tomorrow, and that would be, you know, expedite the process.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So give me a second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Joelle, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Gonzalez Garage Door Co.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Gonzalez, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Joelle Gonzalez, and I am the owner.
Okay. Joelle, as the owner of Gonzalez Garage Door Co., you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be providing tomorrow, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area can contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Now, of course, it is month to month. The reason, well, there's a couple of reasons that we ask. First of all, for all the content that we'll be creating for your business, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing.
Right.
Equally,
yeah,
or more important, we always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So, of course, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Joelle, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Gonzalez, that is fair enough,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, correct.
We do, it's called the NAPW audit. Again, it's name, address, phone number, and website. We'll do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But we definitely want to make sure that any information that's out there is and always is accurate. So if anything new comes along, please do let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm able to apply here, waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, with it being month to month and the official start date of tomorrow, the 15th, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged tomorrow, the 15th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. Of course, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind, no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Of course, it is month to month, no contract. That absolutely means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If you have to, you can pause the service seasonally. It is a month-to-month service with recurring billing on the 15th of the month in that same exact reduced rate of $299, and again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Joelle, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. Well, the cancellation terms, was that a...
So, way back when, it's probably 7 years ago, I worked in the client support department. So the cancellation terms is simply, it's, you can cancel it any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it too. Now, to prevent the charge to the following month, we request that you contact us at least 3 days before your billing date because we are closed on the weekend. We wouldn't want you to call us on, you know, Sunday and we're closed. But I did, like I said, work in the client support department. If you happen to forget, you call us the day it bills, the day after, 3 days after it bills, you say, hey, I forgot to call you. We would refund that payment just simply to prevent the charge in the first place. We ask that you make it a habit of calling us at least 3 days before your billing date. That's fair.
All right.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we'll look to see what's available for that client interview. Do you know, when would it be with you or with both of you?
Yeah. It will be
tomorrow.
Both of us. Yeah.
Okay. Would you want your follow-up call with our client interview, like at 9 or after 9, 10 o'clock?
Let's do 9 o'clock, be fine.
For the client interview? Okay.
Yeah.
So I will call you at 8:30 just to make sure that we've got everything squared away on my end, and then I can schedule that call for 9 o'clock.
Okay. And then after this is all said and done, how long does it take to get me back on Google?
That's a great question. So I know that your listing kind of got flagged. It got suspended. Even in worst-case scenarios, it usually takes us 5 to 10 business days because, again, we do expedite the process. Google works directly with us, so it does happen quickly when you're working with a Google partner.
Okay. Now, one other question. I did have my first listing, my first account.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to, I had a bunch of pictures and excellent reviews on there. There's no way that we're using that one again.
It's still, was that under Gonzalez Garage Door Co., the same business name?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. So whenever possible, we reclaim listings, even if they were suspended. Whenever possible, we will always avoid creating a duplicate listing for reasons like that. You lose reviews. It also does kind of complicate things and make things more challenging. So I've got it in the notes here that you did already have a listing that got flagged and suspended. And then, of course, we'll do our best to get that same exact listing reinstated, and then, of course, with the reviews attached to it.
Yeah, because I had a lot of pictures on there and a lot of reviews. It was all five-star, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I tried to, you know, keep that reputation pretty good. I was just pretty upset when they flagged it and you wouldn't even tell me the reason why.
Yeah, that's like I said, it unfortunately is happening more and more regularly, and there's really no explanation. It's hard to even find somebody to tell you there's no explanation, so you're just kind of left in limbo wondering exactly what happened. Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, like I said, I've been hearing that more and more frequently lately, and absolutely for garage doors, it's always been a headache and more of a headache than ever before, so absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started, I did it myself. I didn't have no issue with it. You know what I mean? Like every year, they would send me some type of like card to put in, you know. And then that I did that, and that was fine. Then was it been 2 years now? It's going on about 2 years now that I have been suspended, and you know, I can't figure out why. And I changed, and we looked at it, looked, I didn't see anything wrong with what I was doing there, but I don't know. You know what I mean?
And yeah, course, absolutely. And
they don't tell you what's going on.
Right. And the problem is that a lot of it is automated. So if it falls in the wrong bucket, there's nobody to notice it and pick it up and put it where it's supposed to be. So it just stays there and it's stuck and you're trying to figure out what happened. And I understand the process. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I understand the process
of
difficulty and frustration. 100%. Yeah. Well, we're excited to work with you. And believe me, personally, I'm excited to help you because I know from talking to business owners that it is frustrating. And I want to help you out. I'm really excited to be able to do that. Looking forward to giving you a call. Like I said, I'll call you, you know, several minutes before 9, maybe even 8:30 so that we have plenty of time to get that set up and squared away. And then we'll have your client interview right at 9:00.
Okay, man. I appreciate you.
All right, sounds good. Are you going to answer the phone, or is it going to be?
Yeah.
I don't. Okay.
I'll be answering them.
Perfect. I'll call you tomorrow. Looking forward to speaking with you. It's going to be a real brief phone call with me, and then about 30 minutes or so with our client interview technician, starting right at or maybe a couple minutes after 9:00.
All righty.
Sounds good,
okay.
Mr. Gonzalez. You have a great rest of the night. Thanks again, Joel, for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good one. Bye bye.